It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's do the carry out. Here are today's top stories. Well, we have a budget. Oh, wait. This just in. We almost have a budget. Oh, this just in. No, we don't. Okay. The State House of Representatives today voted on an amendment to the spending bill. And I guess the big news is that it had bipartisan support. What's that, you ask? Well, kids, you've never heard this word before. What it is when both parties, Republican and Democrats, they support the same piece of legislation. Yeah. Did I just blow your mind? Yeah. The amendment featured a spending plan of over $36 billion. It's actually lower than what the governor was asking for. So in good faith, Leader Durkin had the rank-and-file Republicans sign on to the condition that there was going to be no funny business, which, come on, it's Speaker Madigan. Of course there's going to be funny business. After this good faith vote, they really didn't have much to do. So lawmakers were happy dancing in their leather high-back chairs, and then the speaker said, you know what? Well, that's all we can handle for the day, and gaveled out. Wait, what about the tax increase and the property tax freeze? Nah, why deal with that? They've already worked 5 hours today. I know, it's a lot of hours to sit around and wait for leaders to tell you what to do. There's only so many games of Candy Crush you can play. And really, what's happening in those leader meetings that they can't hammer out a deal before the deadline? Are they just spending too much time on small talk, getting hung up on watching viral videos? Or maybe they invited IT in and he's explaining the best practices on embedding links and websites? The bottom line, the state of Illinois missed the deadline, and for the third straight year, they're going to start the fiscal year without a budget. Lawmakers will be back in Springfield tomorrow to roll up their sleeves and play more Candy Crush. And if we are lucky, talk turkey a day after the deadline. I mean, what message are we sending the kids of Illinois? I'd love to get this science project done, but you know what? I have different ideology than the teacher, so I could just work on these a couple of tech ads and see how it all plays out. So what about the credit agencies? Well, Speaker Madigan wrote a letter. Like he was the first to ever think of that. I mean, who hasn't written a letter to a creditor? Dear credit agency, I did not realize how much this Sony PlayStation was. Please reconsider charging me. Now what? Mike Fouché called it. The state government is going to treat the 5th as if it's the 1st, and they're going to use the holiday as cover. Madigan did ask for a week or so in the letter, so there's that. The bottom line, truly a day late and a dollar, or in this case, $36 billion, short. With Senator Redonio out as Senate Minority Leader, the new leader is Senator Bill Brady. Brady lost to Pat Quinn a few years back for governor. He's a much more conservative Republican than Redonio and will represent the interests of downstate. And he guessed this, he's a white guy, which is rare in politics. Should bring a different perspective, right? Just what we need. A judge put a temporary stay on the Cook County sugary drink tax, supposed to start tomorrow, but opponents of the tax say it's too vague and unconstitutional. The judge didn't really agree, just said, hey, listen, we all want to do a half day just like the state house is doing, okay? So yeah, temporary halt. See you in a week. Again, I'm all for pushing back on nanny taxes, but I'm having a hard time understanding how it's unconstitutional. Is it unconstitutional because the companies affected have money for lawyers? I mean, if the county comes back and makes it more of a standard 40-cent tax instead of a penny per ounce, would that make it okay? Anyway, do what I did this week, hoard. I have like 43 liters of RC in my cupboard, just taking up room. Sorry. I told a 9-year-old, I'm like, hey.
Justin Kaufman starring next on Hoarders.
I told a 9-year-old, I'm like, you know what? Your fruit snacks, they got to go. Got to make room for my cherry RC. In weather, hot and muggy, overcast, rainy, the kind of day that you complain about on the surface, but quietly, you know it doesn't get any better than this. In sports, the Bulls parting ways with Rajon Rondo is waived today. That was an awesome year. Started, sucked, benched, Instagram drama, benched, started, hero in playoffs, injured out for the season. Did I get it? I think I got it, right? They also cut Isaiah Cannon today. So what's it mean? It means the Bulls go into the season with newcomer Chris Dunn and Cameron Payne as their point guards. If you're paying attention, those guards represent Jimmy Butler and Taj Gibson. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Dwayne Wade. I mean, Butler and Rondo are gone. The Bulls are in full blow-up mode, so maybe keep Wade to teach the youngsters how to complain about fouls. That's what Wade's good at, right? Or to wear suits with no sleeves when injured, sitting on the bench. Someone's got to teach the rookie style, right? The Cubs continue with their road trip. They're in Cincinnati tonight. Chris Bryant is out, but the sore ankle's healing. Looks like he'll avoid a DL stint. Also, Zobrist should be back soon, out on a rehab stint. The Reds are awful this year, so hopefully the Cubs don't play down to the competition. They're a game back of the Brew Crew going into July. And am I reading this right? The All-Star rosters will be revealed on Sunday, and it looks like not one Cub was voted into the starting lineup. Rizzo and Bryan are in close second in their respective categories. And with the new ways that the rosters are being filled out, there's a chance the Cubs could have one guy represented in Miami. One guy! I mean, would that be like a record for a team after they won the World Series? One guy? Is there a little backlash from fans from around the country, or are there just better players at every position? One guy. What? Okay. The White Sox, they split with the Yankees. Best play of the year last night when Melky Cabrera robbed Aaron Judge of a home run at the wall. The play wasn't the best part, but the theatrics were. Cabrera pretended that he didn't make the play and that it was home run. And then a couple seconds later, he held the ball up like it was a magic trick. I have it. Is this the ball you were looking for? Yes. Awesome. I love it. I take it back. Keep Melky around for a couple more weeks. The Sox play the Texas Rangers right now. They started off poorly this year. They've worked themselves back to around 500. And they've had a lot of injuries. I mean, they had to start a lot of rookies, guys I don't recognize. I mean, who even plays for the Texas Rangers? It's been a while since I looked. Oda B. McDowell? Is he still? Oda B. McDowell still in center? What about Buddy Bell? Buddy Bell still on the Rangers? Rafael Palmeiro? Charlie Huff? Paul Kilgus? What about a Pete Incaviglia? Is Pete Incaviglia still on the Rangers? If not, someone should really hire Pete Incaviglia. Great name. And finally tonight, Annie Lennox got a spam email and the world's gone crazy. If anything, it shows how many bottom feeders are trying to take advantage of artists. When reached for comment, the sender of the email said, "Does not compute. Do you want to be a star? I am a Nigerian prince. Just give me your routing number." Uh-oh. Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a meow. That's the carryout for June 30th, 2017. In honor of the soda tax, stay. We're selling extra large fountain drinks. Don't worry. It's mostly ice, so we're never going to run out. Happy 4th. All right, coming up, Bridget Gaynor's going to join us. We'll talk sick leave, minimum wage, Cook County. Laws in effect July 1st. And we'll reload the news coming up after 8 o'clock with Amara Enya and Mario Smith. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.